The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Sherry, you just mentioned that we should talk about the 1,000th podcast.
We should. We're coming up on it. Let me see where we're at.
I mean, we have.
Hang on. I think that that's excessive. I don't think we're going to keep that.
Hang on a second. Can't hear you. Let's play it fair. Where are we now on this?
The next podcast will be 998. So we are.
Whoa.
Yeah, three-way. Yes. Last podcast we did is 996. So
I have a question for people who like this.
Like this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would, can they listen to all 1,000?
I just got an email from someone who said a lot of times people find our show.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, let me listen back. And they will listen to podcasts. Someone just sent me an email and said she listens to 4 or 5 a day.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And right now she's in March of 2018.
Appreciate that. I just wondered how far back the podcasting things will let you go back. Like if you wanted to listen. Because the stuff we talk about, honestly, is pretty, I think it's relevant even if we did a few years ago.
I think so, yeah.
Like, hopefully.
This music, man.
It's not over yet. There's still 15 seconds left.
You think it's over, but it's...
Oh, my goodness. So y'all listen to 1,000 podcasts of that,
huh? You want some of that? Times 1,000? Because I think iTunes only goes back like 50 or something like that. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe our website goes back. We'll ask.
Yeah, you can go to BrantHanson.com. But I know for some people, they go back way back and because they get caught up. And hopefully it's still relevant. Oh, we're still talking about God and stuff.
Like, yeah.
He is still... And you think stuff.
You think about where this specific podcast started.
Oh, yeah.
Was on your patio.
Yeah.
Living in California.
And now we're above my garage. It's really
look how we've grown, ladies and gentlemen.
Truly amazing.
The evolution. Oh, yeah. The evolution.
Yeah. I mean, we started way down there on the patio, and now,
now we're
up like 17 stairs. And so you could see. I think that's the dream.
Yes, like, it is.
Please know, in America.
It can happen to you.
Bam.
You can leave a patio to go above a garage.
That's right. This could be your trajectory as well. Straight up. What's going on? I'm Brant. Sometimes I'm hanging out with the fellas. They issue challenges. We're out there doing cool stuff. I got this note, by the way, from Shredder.
Shredder?
Yeah.
Sent you a note.
Yeah, for real.
But I thought he was on the street.
He's got access to the internet. He's been on the street now.
So
you notice that? People have phones.
I know. I just thought Shredder. While you were on the street doing things, he would have said it to you.
Anyway,
there,
I got this from Shredder. I'm not making this up. He called himself Shredder. His name is Dan Swanson. But
which
he put Shredder
like to be
in quotes.
Referred to as Shredder. Got
he
it.
He said, the fellas and I were hanging out and talking around our 4x4s the other day and agreed that if you're a real man, there's another one of those challenges.
Oh, Shredder.
You could... You could play My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion on your flute after sticking the landing of a pommel horse routine.
Well, that's what the guys talk about around the 4x4s. I would have never known
that's
that.
That's what they said. And so
we're going to see this.
So
I
have a pommel horse set up here in the studio.
You put some chalk on
here
there,
we go.
I guess.
I got the chalk doing that, the rosin or whatever it is. And then... I'm in a little gymnastics suit.
Yes, yeah, I was wondering about it, but now it's all clear.
Here we go. It's got the Brant Hanson Show logo on it. Like, that's cool.
Very fetching.
Here we go. Jumping up here, and then I will do it to fulfill the challenge. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Whoa, what a landing.
Nailed it. It's good enough. Nailed it.
That's good enough.
Oh, yeah, Shredder.
There was a couple notes there, which I understand you were out of breath from the pommel horse routine, so you weren't able
very
to get
out of breath.
Everything.
Give me a little flack.
Give me some credit.
Shredder's okay, but Sherry's not. That's interesting. Boy, we sure don't like to change. That is for sure. We humans, we just kind of set our course, and we're going to stick with it, by golly, whether it works or not. That's just how we operate. And Jesus is so, energetic about telling us to change. Repent, he says. But it means change, like turn around. You have to turn around. You're going the wrong direction. Turn around. Turn toward God. He'll come running towards you. But you have to change. What's wild about us humans, and he knew this about us, and you can see this with yourself or with other people. What's wild is, honestly, it's like we set off on this drive, our journey in life. I'm going to go 1,000 miles, and someone's like, don't go that direction, because you'll go off a cliff. Well, but after we've done 800 miles, like, and then we see it is actually a cliff, like, we'll just press the accelerator, go over it, because that's what we do.
It's crazy. That's true, though.
It is. Yeah. Like, this is the direction I'm going, even if it takes me all the way down. Even if I go off the rocks and destroy myself. Look at addictions. This is how this works. This is how human beings, we are. Me too. And here's Jesus saying, be humble enough, because that's your pride that's taking you over the cliff right now. Be humble enough to change. Right here is a big fat thank you. We want to thank some people.
Okay.
People who work on cars. You are awesome. We mean it. It's one of the things about our show we like to talk about, and that is there are some jobs that are very high prestige, but maybe not as necessary as we think. Mm-hmm. Athletes, for instance, a great example. Mm-hmm. No offense, athletes, but like, you know, it's kind of a luxury.
Right.
And then people who actually do the stuff that we depend on every day, for some reason, don't get the prestige. Please know you're appreciated. Please know this. Like, you fixing a car or maintaining a car, not everybody has the gifts to do that. By the way, I don't. There's an awful lot of people that are very dependent on your work to keep them safe, their families safe, being able to get back and forth to school or work, provide for people. We know you get paid. You can be like, yeah, but I already get paid. No. Not just about pay. Yes, you get paid and you should, but please understand that your work is important. Not only does it pay your bills, it's like the old story about the two bricklayers or the two masons, and they're building one of those big cathedrals, or they're using, like, one's just chiseling away at something, and they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm chipping away at this stone. And they go to the next guy doing the exact same thing. What are you doing? I'm building a cathedral.
Oh, wow.
And people will come here for centuries to, like, it's how you view it. Please see how good your work is. It matters. Welcome. We are in the Honesty Cafe. This is where we ask you a question, not interviewing celebs. We're like talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So people who listen to the show, just got to be honest. That's all we ask for, is no right or wrong answer. Don't feel like you need to give the correct answer. Being honest. But here's the question. It's a pretty good one. We have here for Rhonda in the Honesty Cafe. If you could snap your fingers and, like, have God change something in your character, kind of a strange question, but if you could, what would you like to be changed? What about your character would you like changed?
Is being single part of a character?
It certainly builds it and reveals it.
It does.
All right, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
It's not what I was looking for, but it's very honest. And you're like, extra credit for that.
Very nice.
Well, this is too bad. It says here, 1 in 4 women suffer from gymtimidation.
Gymtimidation.
Gym at the gym, being intimidated.
By whom?
By other people there.
Oh, feeling scared or intimidated by the way they look.
1 in 4. Honestly, when I saw that, like, 1 in 4 is not that bad. I am gym-timidated at my gym.
You are? Wait a minute.
Not the little community room.
Okay, I was going to say that. Yeah.
No, I I'm gym-timidated there too.
Gym-timidation.
Different
all
reasons.
Around. Yeah.
The older ladies.
Yes.
That place intimidate me.
Right.
But I go to this other gym and those guys are massive.
Okay.
I mean, they're just huge. Their arms are 4 times, not exaggerating,
mm-hmm.
4 times the size of my arms.
Okay.
And that's very, and they have like 2 gallons. I don't bring anything to drink with me because they have water fountains.
Yeah, they have protein drinks and stuff.
They have like 2 gallon jugs.
But to be sure, they're not like threatening you or anything.
No,
or
but it is intimidating. But
okay.
As a woman, do you understand that? Like, is that... Do you ever experience? I know you still work out, which is great.
I do. Yeah. You know what? I understand it. I understand seeing someone and feeling inferior because the way they look and the way you look. Yes,
yeah.
I understand that.
A little gym-timidated. I don't know what to do about this, by the way. I've tried. Well, what I tried to do was also get huge, but that didn't work out.
Okay, so scratch that.
So it's back to
gym-timidation.
Try not to notice. Sitting in the Honesty Cafe. We love asking you heartfelt questions. Just want an honest answer. That's all we ask. We're having some burnt toast together and some coffee. By the way, I just saw a thing. The top three breakfast foods that people love, toast finished third.
You feel like it should have been a little higher on the list. Oh, okay.
That is messed up. Anyway, that's an aside. The question we have for you, let's see, we have Riley here with us. Riley, if you could snap your fingers, like, you know, and make something change in your character, what would it be? Think about that.
Probably not to overthink things as much.
Interesting. I like that.
It is good. What about you, Hanson?
I could probably stand some of that, too.
Okay.
Character-wise, I wish I was more naturally generous. I really do. About everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You give so much, though.
Yeah, well, I guess I do. But you still... No, I don't. Not compared to how I've been blessed. I mean, it's a struggle.
But at least you're doing the battle, though. Some people don't even.
I guess. Yeah, I mean,
but
the
you'd rather it not be it as battle.
I would love to snap my fingers like a good Thanos and something good happens.
That would be nice. All the Infinity Stones right there.
Exactly. I'd be willing to give the Infinity Stones away. Because I would have a different heart.
Because your nature has changed.
Yes.
Amen.
True story. Maybe this is true for you too. I was growing up listening to the radio and I would hear the DJs, in quotes, whatever, jockeying the discs. But they would always talk about, it's National Pencil Day. So, hey, appreciate your pencils today. Or whatever it is. I'm not going to do that to you.
No.
That's not my thing. I don't look up the almanac, find out what national day. And if I do find out if it's a national day or week of something, I will do the opposite. Not going to be bossed around by who knows whom, what council of whatever.
Does it really matter? Is if it's National
Manhattan
Pancake
High Rise
Day, can you not just have a pancake?
On Riverside Boulevard or something. I don't need all that.
All right. Great.
So this week, I'm just giving you a heads up. This week is line dance week.
Okay.
Now, line dancing... to my knowledge, it's a like a country western thing where you, I think you hook your thumbs like into your belt loops or whatever, and you all do stuff, kick around.
Grant,
don't even bring that at me this week.
Well,
if somebody starts line dancing with me, just comes over and hooks, like I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. So. Just based on what you think line dancing is, I don't think anyone's gonna approach you.
Right. Okay, cool, good. Then we have an understanding.
We have an understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, seemingly little things matter a lot. Please don't underestimate this in your own work and career and stuff. This is from Stephanie. She works as a receptionist, and we were honoring receptionists the other day saying, thank you for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your job matters. We tend to just celebrate certain occupations and certain big accomplishments over and over and over. Stephanie said, I appreciate that. There's a client that comes in. She was wanting encouragement herself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a client who comes in who's nonverbal and in a wheelchair, and she knows a few words, but not a whole lot. Every time I see her, I always say, hey, baby girl, how are you? She'll let out this squeal that makes me so happy I can't get enough. Her worker mentioned to me that not a lot of people talk to her when she comes in, and every time she sees me, she squeals, she points, and wants hugs.
Aww.
And I know she's happy I'm there. It makes me emotional thinking something as simple as, hi, baby girl, how are you, could help, you know? Just goes to show God uses things that you don't even realize. Hey, I'm Brant. Cherry is here too. She's the show's producer.
So you say you don't like line dancing.
No, I'm not, and it's National Line Dancing Week.
And
I don't know.
You're not going to do it.
Like country western, no.
But you do like the Irish dancing. What's the guy's name?
Michael Flatley. He's awesome.
Lord of the Dance.
Yes. I love that.
Well, what's the difference? Well, it's all, they're still in a line
dancing.
They
are in a line, but it's totally different.
They're dancing in
Ireland.
A line.
Here's the thing. In Ireland, based on my research by watching that guy.
Yeah, sure.
You do the dance, but you don't move your upper body at all. And that's really hard because your legs are going 1,000 miles an hour.
That's
true. So I've gotten pretty good at that.
Oh, you do that?
Yes. Like, you can't see my legs right now because of the table,
right.
The broadcast console.
Yes.
But if you just look at my upper body right now.
All right.
Now.
I'm looking.
It'll be so still, you won't be able to tell that my...
You're going
to... So you're not even moving my upper body.
Yeah. I have...
What?
I could tell that you were moving your lower body.
I'll try one more time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
There's a guy in the Bible who is so frustrated. Incredible. And I could totally understand it. But what's wild is how raw his frustration is and that it made the Bible. Like, it's in there. His name's Jeremiah. Got a big, long book in the Old Testament. But he's a guy who is called by God to call out the popular, like, super popular temple leader guy. So this is in a religious culture. This guy's super popular. Everybody's polished. The people underneath him, they're his acolyte. They want to be like him, too. He's basically a celebrity in a religious way. And Jeremiah is supposed to call him out and point people. He's like, he's supposed to point to people. Hey, this guy isn't about what God is about. Turn your eyes to what God is actually wanting you to do, because this guy's just selling you snake oil. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work. Isn't that wild? Like, and so Jeremiah does this for like 23 years. He just keeps hammering away at this, going, this guy's just a bunch of showtime. And nobody's getting the point. And so Jeremiah turns on God and says stuff like, you know what? You're just a mirage. That's all you are. He says that to God. And it's actually in the Bible. And God doesn't walk away from him. He honors him. He's not like, don't call me a mirage. That's it, buddy. Like, it's so amazing to me. So all this to say, even if you're frustrated with God, I mean, one takeaway from me in this, even if I'm frustrated with God, at least I should bring passion to it, not just go cold. Like, at least have that conversation, have it out.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.